أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون إنا لمغرمون بل نحن محرومون أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء لجعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His Qudrat, His power, that although a child is born through male and female relationship, intervention of male and female, that is just the factors that will cause it to happen in this material world, but the real and true cause of all of it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put together all the technology of the world, all the brains of the world can neither create a semen and they can neither create human life. That is totally and solely and only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the organs of the female to hold, to fertilize, to conceive, and then to carry the child, that is all in the power and in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going forward, just one aspect of human life, or rather one aspect of the need of human life for survival, is the basic food, basic drinking. And in order to have that food and drink, man requires fire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, just to tease us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by the way, makes mention of this very, very basic need and necessity of human life. And yet we do not see it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ, that do you not see, مَا تَحْرُثُونَ, what you have tilted in the land, what you have irrigated, what you have farmed, what you have sown into the ground, do you not see how this whole concept works? You and I living in the city life, perhaps we are very, very far away from it, but during the course of our lives, we have experimented with little beans to see how it splits. Now, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is questioning us about. أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ, do you cultivate or are we the ones who cultivate? In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us the very simple question, that insan, you may prepare the land, you may soften the ground, you may take the seed, sow it into the ground, you may bury it, and you can do that with 1,000, 100,000 and 1,000,000 seeds, you can do it all. But who is that being that will now cause that seed to split and that little plant to emanate from there? It is only Allah. Inna Allaha faliqul habbi wan nawa. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has that qudrat, that power and that might for that seed to split open and for the little delicate plant to come up. And then that plant also, that little stem that comes up through the ground, through the soil, right up to the surface. That is only the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps when we have a little time, we can take that same seed that has split and try to do it the other way around. And let's see if it goes into the ground by our doings. It will never. It is only the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that causes that delicate little plant to come up through the ground. That is nobody else. There is no power or might or force that can do that, but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah Rabbul Izzat is drawing our attention to. Now we will eat and we will drink and we will carry on eating for the rest of our lives. But do we ever pay attention to the fact that this, whatever we have on our plates, whatever we have on our tables, it is only the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, that is coupled with Allah's kindness and Allah's quality of being the Razik and the Sustainer, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sustains us through it. لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, if we so desired, then we could have crushed this. Hatama in Arabic means something that is crushed. We could have crushed this. In other words, there would have been absolutely nothing that existed. And then what would have happened if that seed would have not split open? What would have happened if that stem would have not come out from that seed? What would have happened if there was no plant? In other words, there was no show. Absolutely nothing came out from the ground. One is the suffering of man, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks more particularly about the cultivator, about the farmer himself. فَذَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ. Then you will be marveling and you will be wondering what has happened. You will be in a state of remorse. Your speech would have been one of remorse. What would your speech have been? Inna lamughramun. We are indebted. Usually, or in most cases, farmers, in order to sustain their farms, they sometimes have to take loans so that they can cultivate the land. And after harvesting, they would pay those loans back. And all this is done in good faith, in anticipation of a good crop. So hence, they will take that loan, and now there is no crop. When there is no crop, there is nothing to sell. So now he is indebted. بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. Nay, the reality is this, that we have been totally deprived. It's not only about a debt that we have to pay back, but now there is no food, because there are no crops, and now everything goes topsy-turvy. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that one which we may describe as a very small little qudrat of Allah, the splitting of a seed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that if that seed is not split by Allah, there is no power, there is no might, there is no force that can split it open. And this is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us how Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept our sustenance, our rozi, in that little seed under the ground that is buried, that is now invisible to the naked eye, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge of it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to its development from stage to stage. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.